cake would probably come
out. Just come out. Yes, sir. And you call that corn cake. Ash cake, that's what you call that. But now the corn dodges, you mix it up, but you don't cook it. It's you like you do, you know, cooking real nice cornbread. You don't make it up as good as you do, you know.
Make it up with hot water.
Uh-huh, make it up with hot water and a little salt if you want, or a little sugar, and just a little baking powder. And you call that corn dodges. Mm-hmm.
What is corn dumpling? Did you ever make?
Put that in greens.
Just like wild green or any kind of green you go out and get.
Put mustard greens.
Mm-hmm.
You just take your meal and you sift your meal, and you don't put no baking powder or nothing in it. You put a little salt in it, and then pour hot boiling water over it, and then make it up just like dumplings, and then drop it in your.
Now where I make mine. I didn't see if mine and put my greens on the cook.
I know what I'm talking about way back yonder.
Yeah. But back yonder, Mama used to do that, and she said her mama did it.
Put it boy with the liquor.
Uh-huh.
Well, cook that's it with the way
liquor.
I make some.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where they used to do
them
then.
With the liquor, the
liquor off the green in the meal. Well, it's seasoned.
While it's boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Would you make it and then drop it in?
Drop it in. Just make it up.
A little hard.
It'll be, it won't crumble. And you just break off a little piece and drop it in your pot.
I see. That's exactly the kind of thing we're interested in finding out.
It's good, too.
Making me hungry here.
It sure is.
Anything else that you use the corn for?
Let me see. Corn was used for lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
I know they used to take the shucks and make collars for to put on the mules' necks for to plow with, make them shuck collars. My grandpapa used to make them.
Then take
you
the plait
shucks. Them shucks, you wet them shucks and then plait them, and then make that collar and put around that mule neck and then put them there, what them things is, them things on top of that collar.
Harnesses.
And to make and then you can take them shucks and buy them chairs with them.
Then you take them shucks and stuff you just like if you kill a hole and make sauces. You can stuff your sauces in them.
I see.
Yes, son, be just as good as them. Keep from 1 year to another.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, because we use the stuff from in the shucks.
You mentioned using part of the corn to feed the animals, the hogs.
Hogs and cows and chickens.
How did you used to call the, when it came time to feed them, how did you used to call the cows to come in and the hogs? And tell me that. Give me an idea of how you used to call them so they'd come to you.
Sook! Sook! Cow! Sook! 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 That's the way you call the cow.
Mm-hmm.
And why you call the mules? You don't call the mules,
but you call it.
And I call the hogs, piggy, 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 piggy.
Mm-hmm.
And call the chicken, 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 chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And they just come flying.
They come. Mm-hmm. I see. And the mules, I wonder how you get them in. Would you, you didn't call them, would they just come because they knew it was time?
When it's time to feed, well, you bring them. If they're in the pasture, you go and get them up.
But now, when my daddy used to get his, he would go, see, we had a pasture off from the house. I guess about a half a mile down in the swamps left. Well, he would go to the gap, place to call a gap, wasn't no gate, you know, but just made with wire.